the Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show, Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame. Thank you for...
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton, live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Chevrolet Master Control Center. Uh-huh. This is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
It's a little after 8.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's sexual assault accuser says she is willing to give Senate testimony under certain conditions. Fox's Douglas Zader.
They do not want any questions from lawyers at this hearing, only from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Kavanaugh would not be allowed in the room, and Judge Kavanaugh must testify first. Now, that last demand seems very unlikely to be met. There's a longstanding legal tenet in this country that the accused always has an opportunity to respond to allegations.
Allegations Judge Kavanaugh denies. Five people, including an 8-year-old girl, are shot outside a home in Syracuse, New York.
This senseless violence impacts the entire community. And it's just that, it's senseless.
Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh there. Police say the shots were fired from across the street as about 50 people gathered for a memorial service for somebody who died from cancer. Nobody's been arrested. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Another day, another dollar. Also another great morning show from your favorite bunch of early risers. Greg Budell. After this show is over, you've got another one this afternoon.
Thank God it's after my nap.
Jay Scott, you recently did some traveling and ran into some people who were somewhat different than we are. What do you think caused that?
Probably a whole lot of inbreeding.
Emily Hayes, your prediction for today's show.
Is it going to be good? Am I going to have something important to say? Probably not.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what's on your mind?
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
I should have known. And Rich Thomas. How are you?
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure. So much for my million-dollar smile. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Let's charge into the football weekend. Here we are, the final hour of the week. Jay Scott is here. Emily Hayes is here.
Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
There are some showers on the radar this morning. Mostly they're affecting west central Alabama. However, they're as far east as the western part of Autauga County and affecting the Selma area right now. There'll be some widely scattered storms, hit or miss across the area this afternoon and this evening. Probably a little better coverage than the last couple of days, with a high today on the last day of summer of 93, heat index near 100, low tonight 73, and a high tomorrow on the first day of fall, 93, with a few scattered showers here and there. Rain chances, well, the storms will be widely separated. Your chances of seeing one are small. Then low 90s, and the same thing on Sunday as far as storms that are few and far between. Fall officially arrives tomorrow night at 8:54 p.m. Then on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, rain chances getting a little bit better. Denser coverage on the showers. In fact, a 50-50 chance by Tuesday and Wednesday as the first of two fronts approaches. And by the way, somewhat not so good news about that second front, the one that brings the nice relief. We were hoping that that would get here by the last weekend of the month, like around a week from this coming Saturday, the 29th, it looks like maybe a 3 or 4 day delay in the arrival of the nice air because it encounters some trouble right before it gets to Alabama and stops. But maybe arriving, let's say, around Tuesday, October 2nd. It's still coming, but we may have to wait a little longer for it. Right now, this morning, a few high clouds. Northeast winds at 4 miles per hour. Very humid. Temperature 77 at 809. If it's a busted toilet, a leaky faucet, a broken pipe, plumbing.
The worst time, Rich.
Always the worst time to be a problem.
To be honest with you, before I left this morning at 5:30, my toilet started acting up a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And I thought, who should I talk to about this?
Well, let me help you out there. Plumbing by Lukewire has been second to none in the liver region.
The liver region.
We used to be.
Let's analyze that for a moment.
Yeah, let's see. Let's run some tests on the liver region. But Plumbing by Lukewire, ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they have never charged overtime. Not just for me, they'll do it for you too. They have an expert staff of professionals. They're very reliable, they're very prompt, and boy, oh boy, if you need a plumber, their attention to detail is amazing. Plumbing by Lukewire. As they say at Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, give them a call. Trust the people I do. Call them at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. They even pick up the phone and they tell you that they're on their way. They never let me down. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Donica Knight's War Eagle is coming up. I just got a clip from Wiley. This is from Family Guy. Do you think this is safe to play?
What is it about?
Captain
Crunch.
I don't know. That's a risky click. Are we recharged on the dump?
Yeah, we're good on the dump. So, go for it and then you may have to hit it.
We got to find a better term than we're good on the dump.
Have you recharged the dump?
Let's Let's see what it says.
Guess you're not the first person to do whatever it takes to win.
You come to me and ask me to kill a man I do not know. Now I ask you, why should I kill this cat?
Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
Risky clip. Risky clip.
Okay.
It wasn't that bad, but...
It would offend somebody.
Yes, it would.
Like
the
bless it.
The FCC and stuff.
Yeah.
It would offend somebody. Yeah, the FCC.
Look at. This is... Sherman Creole from Jones Brothers with my birthday present.
Oh,
my
man.
God. Look at the bow on that.
I see that screen door, and all I want to do is go cut a hole out of a boat and put it in there with some flex seal.
We'll have to return the screen door we got him.
Crap.
Actually, we could use one on the other door, too, but that...
How many doors do you have that go into your bathroom that lead to an outdoor place?
There's three... points of entry, but
to the bathroom?
There's two. Okay. But this door faces west, so when the cold front that Rich promised me for my birthday comes through,
no pressure, Rich.
I can open the, roll the glass down, mm-hmm. drop the glass down, the screen will be there.
I didn't say which birthday.
I'm at that age where you don't feel the guarantee of the next birthday like you used to.
Every once a month.
Yeah, that's kind of sadly true. Wow, that looks beautiful. I am very happy about that, and thank you, Jones. Who would have thought you get your birthday gift from Jones Brothers, huh?
Did you see the pattern on that wrapping paper? That is so nice.
It's stunning. Stunning. It's a big birthday week next week. I mean, really, what are we going to do for the buttery one? That's what we really have to figure out.
That's right. It's his birthday next week, too.
His is the day before. He's a day older than me.
Well, what are we going to do?
Did you ever let him know that?
Every year.
What do you get the buttery one? He's got, everything.
Let's get him a boat. Oh, wait a minute.
He already got a boat.
Oh. Yeah.
Get him something for the boat.
For the boat.
Yeah.
A bell.
We should get him one of those lifesaver things that says SS Buttery One.
Makes him shirts.
T-shirts. Catch his hand. We get a little catch his hand. We can do that. Oh, my God. It is so amazing.
Wow. You weren't even that close to your microphone.
This has been a test. Had this been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed where to tune in your area for news and official information.
Traffic
this has only been a test.
I'm texting Eric now.
I do have a traffic update from William B., by the way, if you want to get to it.
William B.?
Yeah, he called in.
He had the audacity to interrupt us entertaining ourselves?
Right, exactly.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up.
65 north around the mile marker 151, wherever that might be.
One more time, where?
65 north, mile marker 151.
That's up towards, is that close to Clanton?
Oh, no.
No, because 181 is Millbrook.
No, wait.
Yeah, 179 is Prattville.
So 151 is that Millbrook Cusada?
Is that 65 south?
65 north.
That can be actually south of the city.
Yeah, that is south of the city.
Anyway, there's a truck fire there, and it has caused a backup about a mile now.
That's Lowndes County, isn't it?
William, I know you're listening.
I have questions.
Feel free to call in and answer all these questions that Emily has.
Sorry, I'm special.
8:15 on this. Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe it's just possible, since this is his job, we should ask Mr.
Waka Waka.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A little bit of slow stuff on 85 southbound between East Boulevard and Perry Hill. Also between Perry Hill and Ann Street. Otherwise, everything looks pretty good there. There is still a little bit of slow stuff around Highway 143 on 65 South. Also seeing some pickup in the traffic in the downtown area around the boulevard, some stop-and-go stuff, and the 31s are okay. For custom decks, painting, privacy fencing, and a free estimate, call Prestige Home Improvements. Prestige Home Improvements, 334-398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and we're raising money for American Cancer Society's Real Men Wear Pink campaign. Get a barbecue plate free with a donation every Friday in September from 11 to 1 at the Vance Law Firm.
All right, we have William B. on the line now.
Yes, maybe I wasn't specific enough or whatever. Anyway, I'll explain. It's that truck fire is south of Montgomery. Okay. It's on the northbound side. At about the Leda Hatchie exit, which is 151.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
not too far from the car plant, right? Not too far from a Hyundai.
Yeah, it's south of there.
Okay.
It's on down south of there, and there's a moving truck on fire. And when I came by, the backup was just over a mile, and it was building.
Oh,
so northbound on 65 right there is going to be a mess for a little while.
God, 65 is awful sometimes. Well, 85 is not much better. All right, man. Appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to clear it up. Maybe I wasn't specific enough or whatever.
That's
anyway,
okay. My phone's.
You still love me, man. Don't worry about it. Thanks.
Yeah. Everybody's telling me where it is now.
We have to get stay up on our mileage markers locations.
Well, where's Nymph? What mile marker?
83. Yeah.
Yeah.
I travel 65 so much.
Yeah.
Wouldn't Nymph be never?
No, go ahead.
Stop it, you. Stop.
No. Go.
Incorrigible.
Go ahead.
That would be around Atmore.
Yeah, she Atmore. Was going for.
Did they close that casino now?
No.
Snap it off. He just wanted to know.
I was asking where if Atmore closed the casino or not. I wasn't commenting on your outfit today.
No, they didn't close the casino.
We don't want to Uber there.
No!
Later this hour.
Why would you ever think they would close?
What's the matter with you? We could do an anchor, an anchor, but not a real anchor, what's the word I'm looking for here? Decorative anchor?
Let's not do that on the air, all right?
He doesn't listen to us.
No. Okay. He listens to all the stations that he's got problems with.
Oh, I see.
Just kidding. We don't require the adult supervision
that
some others in the building do.
He's not a lawnmower type boss.
But you know what? Here's an idea for you. There's a website called personalization.com.
Mm-hmm. Also known as my fiance, who I've already texted about making the buttery ones gift.
Oh. That would be kind of the SS Butters. Or the SS I Can't Believe It's Not Butter.
That's good. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Speaking of, my car looked so great when I last picked it up from MPB. And by the way, did you notice this morning at 85... there's a whole new layer of fresh asphalt.
I noticed that.
And listening to that spin up into the back.
And guess who just washed the car yesterday?
Oh,
of course.
Yeah. No.
I'm glad they're getting that done. There's no more groove pavement, but, jeez, that stuff does, that can stick to your car. But I was thinking, you know, my car is, the Rogue is white. I'll bet Donnie and Brandon Turner could probably devise. Emily, what do you think? Like a really cool crimson two-tone to it? Wouldn't that be cool?
It would be cool.
Not to, you know, not half and half, just to give it crimson highlights. That'd be neat.
Jeez.
I don't want you to lose your friendship with Rich. I know how important it is to you.
What's on the other station?
I know what he's thinking.
What kind of sick mind would do something like this?
Maybe I'll ask Donnie next time I see him, but, you know, when your car is... need a repair and needs to be put back together. You know, it's a shame that Humpty Dumpty never had a chance to go to Montgomery Paint and Body, because I'll bet they could have put him back together again.
Whoa.
They can do what the King's horses and King's men can't do.
They can make your Humpty Dumpty look as good as new, maybe better.
Exactly.
You wouldn't recognize the Humpty.
That's a pretty amazing way to put it.
You're brilliant.
Thank you. Anyway... the rollout moment, that's what I've come to describe it, because I've heard it, not I've experienced it, but I've heard it from others too. When you've had your car in there for a couple, 3 days, whatever, as it's being made to look as good as new, maybe better in that rollout moment, you may not have seen your car look that good since the day it came off the showroom floor. When they did it last for me, I felt like putting the new car sticker right back on the inside of the driver's side window, because it's amazing what they do. And while body shops kind of have, you know, parallel equipment. The talent level at MPB is second to none. The standard is second to none. Donnie and Brandon, just no shortcuts. They will not compromise. And if it's even a speck of dust less than perfect, it doesn't go out the door. I learned that, too. 27 Rec with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. A break for local news, and then we're back at 8:21 because we got to give away a Seafood Bistro gift card.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. State troopers have identified a man killed in a crash on Interstate 85 Thursday morning. He's 51-year-old David Self. He was killed when a pickup truck hit three cars that were in traffic. That crash happened on the southbound side of the interstate near Wall. Three other drivers have minor injuries. Crime Stoppers has identified a suspect in theft cases in Troy and Prattville. They say Chauncey Benson was located in Montgomery. He's now being held in the Autauga County Jail. And members of the Troy community are preparing to take donations to help in relief efforts from Hurricane Florence. Organizers are asking for food, clothing, and hygiene items. At least 15 people from Troy will travel with a missionary group to North Carolina to help people in need. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We're off to a good start on the Dungannon Sub-Predictathon. 70 predictions made so far. And take a moment, go to my Facebook page, look for the two school logos, and post yours, because if you win the works, that's a $50 value service on your vehicle. And they do such a great job. When you drive away, not only is the oil fresh, the tires not just rotated, but rotated and inspected. Anything embedded is removed and plugged. And they'll accommodate you any way they can to make sure that you become their they become your go-to place for automotive service. So let's get a winner this week. Just post whatever number comes to mind, because that's how the winners usually do. Well, that's what the score seemed like it would be, so that's how I placed it. I'm not trying to get into your business at all, but I found some interesting odds and ends in as I was going through various prep sites today.
Whose business?
Jay's.
Oh. Hi.
He looked at me when he said that.
I didn't see him make
eye contact. And he may have told us this during Random Facts. The three largest employers in the world, U.S. Department of Defense.
Right.
The Chinese military.
And then, yeah, it's another foreign thing, isn't it? Or is
Walmart.
It's Walmart, yeah.
Oh.
Is the third largest. Here's a happy statistic. The consistency is what, but more men commit suicide than women in every single country in the world.
More men.
More men than women. There's a very, probably sexist theory behind
theories.
Would you want to live to be 100, and would you make changes to do it?
I don't think that those kind of questions or surveys are really fair, because they always come with that caveat of, you know, how's your health? How are you physically?
Yeah.
If you're suffering and in pain and miserable and you're about to turn 100, I'm sure you're not super jazzed about it.
See, if I could be as sharp as Vin Scully is at 90, I wouldn't mind making it to 90. It all depends.
Right, but if you're in failing health and stuff like that, like, it's just, I don't like those kinds of questions. Since you asked my opinion, which I don't remember if you did or not.
Generally speaking, though, I don't see that. I don't see that as being
a perk.
See, now here's where the people who are bigots about the South, they're gonna love this. There is a company now selling beat up shoes with duct tape for $350.
Are you serious?
Golden Goose is the name of the company. I swear my daughter has nothing to do with it. Just rolled out new sneakers. And they're a new product, but they don't look that way. The shoes are covered in dirt, look beat up, and there's a piece of duct tape across the top that's supposed to look like it's holding them together.
But
they're $530 a pair. Like, what kind of an idiot would buy that?
Well, there are idiots.
The people that buy the jeans that don't even have enough cloth to wash dishes with.
Right. Like, they're all ripped up.
What is that about?
Oh, I'm returning these because they're not ripped up enough.
You can get them at Nordstrom.
Nordstrom's.
Well, I went to a Nordstrom. I was inside Nordstrom in Seattle.
Oh,
and
Seattle.
Holy crap, was that just ridiculous.
You hear about Apple rolling out this new measuring app and how people are using it?
No.
What?
No.
No.
It's naughty stuff.
Measuring app. Yeah.
All right, now, this is a... For Emily Hayes fans, this is your bonus day.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
So if somebody wants to win that Seafood Bistro gift card, what might they spend it on?
Well, I'm going to throw this one to my sometimes friend Jay. Share the duties of the Seafood Bistro gospel with him.
If the gospel...
Preach it, Brother Jay.
All rise.
Or if you're Lutheran or Catholics, rise, stand, kneel, sit, stand, kneel, sing. Sit, stand, kneel, sing.
Where are you? Open your hymnals to page one.
But then check the bulletin for the for the response of him. Sorry. Anywho, over at the Seafood Bistro.
Open your hymnals to page one to the appetizers section. You will find the holy corn nuggets.
Sing it, Brother Jay.
The crab claws
of glory.
Of glory. Oh, goodness. Okay, yeah, they got dragon shrimp and the fried pickles. You can never go wrong with fried pickles, at least if you're me, because I'm a pickle fan. And I love pickles. Them. So fried pickles, cheese sticks, the calamari, the bacon-stuffed jalapeno poppers.
Bacon-stuffed jalapeno poppers.
And the Cajun bacon cheddar fries.
Those are just the appetizers, y'all.
Exactly. You can see the full menu, the entire lineup online at theseafoodbistro.com. You can see all the stuff they've got. You know, game day coming up tomorrow, and you can get wings. They got tons of wings.
Take the guesswork out of tailgating. Have it done for you. Oh, the flavor choices.
Yep. Lots there for you to choose from at the Seafood Bistro. So why not stop by today, or like I said, go in tomorrow, get the wings for the game and the appetizers and everything else.
If you know you're going to be ordering a whole mess of wings, give them a call ahead of time at 279-7500.
All right, we're going to try and get a conundrum done. Get it done quickly because it's almost 8:30 now.
Well.
And we still have a traffic update and Donica Knight's War Eagle.
Oh, bless it.
But if you think you have the winning answer to this, it might be worth hanging on a few minutes at 272-9228. A study that found that people, when it comes to this particular thing, they prefer blue more than red.
Blue.
What is this item that people, when they use it, they would prefer to use a blue one as opposed to a red one? If you give us a quick call at 272-9228, you'll get that $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic still fighting that truck fire. Exit 151 down on 65 northbound around Lita Hatchie. Just had some calls on that. It is still active, so be careful down that way. Everything else looking real good. Not seeing a whole lot of backup on either of the interstate systems other than that area. It is backed up pretty steady right around exit 151. You can shop on Sunday from noon till 6 and buy a brand new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota. You can also go to ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your special price. ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and I'm helping to fight breast cancer in our community. Join me each Friday in September between 11 and 1 at the Vance Law Firm for a free barbecue plate with a donation to the American Cancer Society.
We are so glad to see this. Now that fall and the cold weather are here, people are waking up a little bit faster and responding to our contest. So let's see if we can get a winner on the conundrum. And we start with Gary. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are you today?
I'm good, man. What is this item that people would prefer blue to red?
A toothbrush.
He says we'd rather use a blue toothbrush. You know what he is? Correct! Way to go, Gary. We got a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card for you. Hang on.
First caller.
Yeah, pretty good.
How's that for getting it done quick?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. My listeners never disappoint. Crawdad, sorry, buddy. You missed by one.
No, it was a toothbrush.
Well, yeah, it was a toothbrush.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, man.
But by God, you're right about the pickles, Jay.
He's on the phone, but I will tell him that he said that.
The pickles and the appetizers. Those folks are great. Anyway, I won't take up any more of your time, but I was right. It was a toothbrush.
It was a toothbrush, so you at least have the satisfaction of knowing that you're...
It happens all the time.
Second to none.
Have a great weekend.
Good man.
Okay, bye.
Take care. All righty. We do have an adequate number of Morning Maroon nominees coming up in just a couple of minutes. And if you weren't listening earlier to the Cheap and Trashy, we brought you this shocking announcement.
KISS announces their End of the Road Farewell Tour.
And this time, they really, really mean it.
In fact, I am the announcer in this commercial, and I am begging KISS, hang it up, please, enough of you guys. Don't screw with me again. You've had me announce a bunch of farewell tours before, only to come back for another one and make me look like
a total moron.
I am begging you, just end it. If I'm doing another commercial for a KISS End of the Road 2 tour a year from now, I swear to God, I'll punch Gene Simmons right in his fat face.
That's the KISS End of the Road Farewell Tour.
Now I have to go tell the world that the retired Motley Crue is back recording again. God, I hate my job.
I'd like some information before we begin.
Comes with state-of-the-art, digitally enhanced sound.
Nothing fun is free.
I love working here.
What's my story? Well, it's a long story. My wife and I have been with Max since before my first daughter was born. Now we have three grown girls.
Oh, those girls are going to deal them fits. They're almost too pretty for their own good. I've known them since they were knee-high to a grasshopper.
Max has always been there. Now the oldest is getting married this summer, and the twins are off to college in the fall.
I heard the oldest is marrying an architect. I'm just so proud. And the twins going off to university, my goodness.
I don't know what we'd do without Max.
Oh, it's nothing much. I just helped him out with a few simple things, like a home equity line of credit and a money market deposit account for the wedding.
Sarah really knows her stuff, but even more important than that, she knows us. It's a relationship, and that's why I'll always trust Max. My financial institution.
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 410580. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you heard a toad? Every time we win, we've been known to rock and roll. Ain't nothing sweeter than Tumi's lemonade. Down in the Southland, got it made.
Why didn't that segue automatically into the next event like it's supposed to?
Well,
it's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Hold it. Let's be real clear. That was not supposed to go into the CBS 8 News either.
No.
Uh-oh.
There's some kind of a signal.
Gremlins in there?
Tom.
On the end of the Donica Knight song. I think the Auburn song, we'll have to remove it from the system.
Do you keep...
Well, let's see. Emily will love that because she went back behind and turned down the volume.
Look. Look at the face of betrayal on Emily right now.
Oh, my
How could you tell him I did that? How could you tell him?
I'm shocked.
Aren't we?
Look, just the master volume in my headphones was a little loud, then coupled with the monitor volume, it was just a little much.
Go ahead, remove it from the system.
No. Yeah. Lord. Now, I'm just saying, I just adjusted the levels a little bit. I did not touch anything in the system. I just the two knobs on the board.
The first silly costume.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb costume, if you will, of the season is the sexy Handmaid's Tale outfit.
What is it?
Sexy Handmaid's
God.
Tale.
I don't like
it. I love how, like, if you're a dude and you want to dress up as, like, whatever, vampire, everything else, it's fine. That's it. If you're a woman, anything you dress up in has to come with sexy in front of it.
Yeah. And the guys' costumes have, like, the built-in muscles and stuff, you know, like the six-pack and the... And the biceps and the triceps.
I gotta look for the sexy Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, Lord. It's just like when they did the sexy It costume last year. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Sexy it costume. Yeah. Oh, dear God.
Yandy.com.
It's just a red cape.
They saw all kinds of Halloween stuff.
Lord, might as well. Never mind. I can't say that on the air.
And it's all based on the Hulu TV show, The Handmaid. So, yeah. What is The Handmaid?
I don't know. I've tried. Some people love this series. I've tried to like it. It's, I don't know. It's very weird. I can't describe it to you.
By the way, I am still working very diligently because I want to build a night at Baumhauer's around this guy.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
I really think that we should dress up for Halloween since we will be on television. I really think that it's something that we should do. And I really wish that every time that I have a brilliant idea, you all wouldn't look at each other like, oh, crap, she's come up with something again and she's going to bother us about
it until okay.
we do it.
Shoot me first.
Hey, Rich.
And Halloween is on, Halloween's on a Wednesday, for crying out loud. You could keep your costumes on and we could go to Baumhauer's that night. Lord!
I don't think it would impugn your integrity if you came in like Cowboy Rich with a hat and a holster and a cap pistol.
We're an ensemble cast. We need to be a group costume.
I'm pretty sure the last time that I dressed up on Halloween as something was age 11.
And, me too.
So that's it.
Well, now at age 12, we're all going to dress up again if you will just let me be in charge of picking out our costumes.
Well, I want to...
Don't shake your head at me!
I'm okay with it.
Of course you're okay with it.
And actually, I think I would make a pretty good Dracula because I've got the hair.
I don't know that it'd be a Dracula, though. It's ensemble. It's got to be whatever Emily picks.
I will come up with three ensemble options for us.
You know, you got to be politically correct. Won't vampires start protesting our show?
Oh, we don't want that.
Rich.
I could get my dentist to give me a couple of fake fangs, you know.
I could do sexy Eric Carpenter.
Dracula. But I do want to find a place.
Sexy Eric what?
Cartman from South Park.
Oh, my. The fat one. Sexy Eric
Casa Bonita.
Hey.
One year, when
Janelle was about 3 or 4, her mom rented a cat costume.
Uh-huh.
I think from Victoria's Secrets. Cause
sexy?
Oh. We didn't have a whole lot of kids following us, but boy, a lot of dads seemed to catch up to
I
us.
I see.
I was like, whoa. Yeah. Goose. She was my favorite with her. That's a long story. We don't have time for that. It's one of my lame ass stories, actually. So we'll just have to skip it for now. At 8:43, I'm running the room. I'm an AC.
I had a great idea.
What? The horror in Rich's face is already multiplied. So what is it? What?
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that's the cutest little scene. That Briscoe would look great in that. My little fat bottom thing.
That's kind of cute. Yeah, I'll be the tornado though.
No, Rich.
You make a good wizard.
Make a good wizard.
Baby, how do you feel about Toto? No?
I'll tell you what, I'll bring in Hershey, because Hershey does look like Toto.
Yes, he...
A lot of people call him the Toto dog.
We're going to dress up for Halloween this year, and we're going to like it.
Okay,
and
Mommy.
We're going to have a good attitude about it, too.
Let's amend that. I will dress on Halloween.
Well, then you can just be the silly one not in a costume that morning.
Good.
And you'll get no candy.
Good. What do I sign?
No cheese omelet, no bacon, no BLT, no steak.
The BLT is yet to materialize.
If that's
Monday,
what I have to do.
Monday goes my way. I had no lettuce.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions for over 20 years. Learn more at gulfcoastsupply.com.
On this, the last day of summer, highs will be in the 90s. On tomorrow, the first day of fall, highs will be in the 90s. We're looking for 93 today, 93 tomorrow. Tonight's low 73. Widely scattered storms for some lucky towns today. Some places are getting wet right now. Places around Selma, Marion, Camden, farther to the north, over towards just west of Billingsley. The low tonight down to about 73. Then tomorrow, storms will be few and far between. They'll be widely separated, but they'll be around. I think if you're going to the Bama game, rain chances are about 30 to 40% for the 2:30 start. If you're going to the Auburn game, rain chances are about 20% or less for that 6:30 start, with a high tomorrow 93 and then up to about 92 on Sunday. And then It looks like on Monday and Tuesday, the rain chances get a little bit better. In fact, by Tuesday and Wednesday, as high as 50-50 each day as a front approaches the area. This is the first of two fronts. One gets stuck late next week. More on that. As a matter of fact, if you get a chance, check out my video this morning, and you'll see what happens with that and when that nice air will actually arrive. There's a little delay in the approach of that fall air. Right now, this morning, we have 77 degrees, northeast winds at 4 miles per hour, a few high clouds, 89% relative humidity at 846.
Yes. All right, when we come back, today's Morning Maroon nominees and our final Emily segment in which we figure out who wins the grand prizes, those who cared enough to call in this week. John Lee Paints, Richard's Paint, get the best if you have a painting project, big or small. We wanted to do some exterior trim. Richard's Paint. It's a no-brainer because it covers. It is also far more invulnerable to the effects of weather. Cheap paint gets a cheap result. It is one thing you shouldn't compromise on because your time is money, too. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer, visit John Lee Paints. They can explain the science behind Richard's Paint and what makes it so incredibly good. And no matter what the light, whether it's daylight or candlelight, the finish is rich and consistent. They've got it at John Lee Paints along with everything else you need for a painting project and the advice to use it properly. And they've been doing it for 3.5 decades, not just for the pros, but for those who like to do their own indoor and outdoor painting. They also are the home for the official color codes for Montgomery's historic districts like Old Cougardale, Old Alabama Town, and more. Stop by and see them at 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Be inspired by the sign out front. And please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. Before we make our final trip to the traffic dungeon, this is...
Marilyn.
Marilyn.
Hey.
Hi.
I love John Lee Paint, by the way. Their paint is superior quality. It's
yes.
Wonderful.
I'm so glad you said that. That you took the time to let me know, because I love it when people try or use one of our sponsors and have something good to say.
Yeah, I've known about, and they're very good about giving advice, too. Anyway, I vote for Wizard of Oz, and I think Rich should dress up. You should let him be the tornado, though.
Okay, there's another vote.
I was kind of sort of kidding.
Here's what we'll do. I will pick three. I'll present those three on my Facebook page and create a poll, and we'll let the people decide.
Yeah.
We will let the people decide.
Then we'll veto it.
Hashtag.
And then we'll just. Yeah, then
can
we'll,
you? I mean,
then we'll shoot it down.
Why is it so hard to get everybody on board with something?
Marilyn, thank you. Our final caller for the
thank
week.
You'll
be in the drawing coming up in just minuets. Don't
thank
miss
you.
It.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
8:48.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still working that accident, 65 northbound around Lita Hatching, mile marker 151, truck fire. So be careful down there. Still got traffic backed up pretty well. Everything else looks good. The rest of 65 coming through is good. 85 is all right. Don't see anything around the boulevard other than some stop and go stuff. And it looks like the same story with Atlanta Highway. Enroll now for the mini term at Trenum State Community College. Admission and financial aid must be processed before September 28th. Classes begin October 12th. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and I'm helping to fight breast cancer in our community. Join me each Friday in September between 11 and 1 at the Vance Law Firm for a free barbecue plate with a donation to the American Cancer Society.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Presenting the all-new three-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made. With room for up to eight, choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent, love is now bigger than ever. Come test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent Premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary. Montgomery
Subaru. News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time to get up.
It's time to wake up now.
I can't wake up. I'm exhausted.
Okay, I get it. It's been a long week, a long, dark week.
Hey, it's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
You better buckle in, because the party is just getting started.
Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Have a great weekend.
It's showtime.
All right, let's bring in former Secretary of State and seditionist Jean Guérin.
America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. All right, let's go to Maryland for nominee number one. I didn't know there was a Newark in Maryland. Anything named Newark seems to be a dumpy town, which has no coincidence to this particular story.
But where a lovely airport.
Cops are searching for two people who shoplifted $200 worth of diarrhea medicine.
Oh, no.
That's pretty...
They have security camera footage of the two. People are on the lookout for...
Must have been a dire situation.
Woman holding her stomach with a brown stain in the back.
Oh,
table.
My lands.
Pick up the trail and hopefully capture these two. But if you're going to shoplift, I mean, how much... Even if you have it, how much of that stuff do you need to fix it? All right. We have a Chinese wiener for nominee number two. Guy there who was driving down the highway when he saw a DUI checkpoint ahead. He was worried he would fail a breathalyzer, so he bailed. He parked his van on the side of the road, left it there, and tried to get away by jumping off an overpass. He ended up breaking his legs. Cops got him to a hospital. But the dumbest part... He wasn't anywhere close to being drunk, but plenty stupid enough to break his leg trying to get away from a DUI checkpoint.
Okay.
And then this is kind of interesting. A 30-year-old lady named Amber Gonzalez from Waukesha, Wisconsin, was arrested last week for stealing a cell phone from a maid's cart at a hotel and also of drug paraphernalia possession. The cops cuffed her to the wall in a holding cell, but she's only 5'1 and 97 pounds with tiny wrists. So she sat there in a holding cell. She says, I can slip out of these. And she did. Once she was free, she grabbed the keys from outside the cell, unlocked the door, and escaped. And the cops left her phone with her in the holding cell so she could arrange bail. So she had that with her, too. Who did she call? It turns out she works as a prostitute. So she called up one of her clients who picked her up outside the jail, drove her to a hotel, paid her $80 for a good time. Mm-hmm. But it was the same hotel where the cops, where she had stolen the... So she went back, basically, to the scene of the crime.
She forgot.
And that's the first place police will look, so...
Of course.
Well, $200 of diarrhea medicine.
To me, it's the guy who jumps off the overpass.
Yeah, what
he's not really... Nothing. He's not drunk. He's not DUI-ish, but he's... Stupidish.
Stupidish doesn't begin to tell it. So yeah, I agree. I think we'll give it to him.
What an imbecile! What an ultra maroon!
He's an ultra maroon. Now, if you've called the show this week, stay tuned because the Emily segment is just a few minutes
away. In a crazy world, you need Cozy TV. Every night, Cozy delivers great comedies like Frasier, Will and Grace, and The Nanny. Days and weekends, they've got an all-star lineup of TV favorites like Murder, She Wrote, Columbo, Little House on the Prairie, Magnum P.I., and many more. They're completely cozy about television. Look for Cozy TV here in Selma and Montgomery, over the air on Channel 48.1 or Channel 7 on Charter Spectrum or Channel 48 on Uverse and Dish. Check it out today.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food and Fuel Citgo. You want to unleash your brain's potential? Well, we brought back a great Southern tradition to do just that. Get an ice-cold 20-ounce RC Cola for 99 cents or two Moon Pies for only 99 cents. Just make it a combo. Energize your brain by putting smart fuel in your stomach. RC Cola and Moon Pies at United Food and Fuel. Home of the 99-cent special and quality tri-clean top-tier gasoline.
United Food. Call Chad.
Attention homeowners, you can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dame, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rusty Aldridge would like you to know that the couple that stole the diarrhea medicine are still on the run. Hey, Rusty. Listen up.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, here to draw these old poker chips that have numbers written on them.
Don't call me an old poker chip.
Out of a basket, so we can reward those of you who call in during the week to converse with us.
And we begin with a $25 Tucker Pecan gift certificate.
That goes to number 26.
Number 26.
Bingo.
Is Crawdad.
Oh, yay! Congratulations,
see,
Crawdad.
See, he just missed. He was just missed the contest earlier on the toothbrush. So way to go, Crawdad. $25 of shopping at Tucker Pecan, aisles and aisles of treats, souvenirs, and more. Remember, the next time your family says,
let's get nuts,
head to Tucker Pecan on North McDonough. Next up, the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. The winning number is?
Number 5.
Number 5. Tracy.
Wait. Tracy. Tracy.
You are a winner.
Tracy. Tracy. Oh, that's so amazing.
Tracy.
And our grand prize, and this has real value, because we're talking about you, the comfort of you and your family, with a Clark's Club membership worth $159. Guaranteed priority service, 2 chin-ups a year. The winning number is?
37.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this proves why it always pays to call in, because 37 was our final caller of the day, Marilyn, who we just spoke with.
Marilyn! All right.
How
there
exciting.
You go, Marilyn.
And she likes to go to John Lee Bez, the listener we love, man.
She likes Wizard of Oz.
That is so cool. So thank you all. I will be back this afternoon with young Joey.
Mm-hmm. Joey.
Yeah.
Couldn't leave my headphones alone.
We've got